Hello, everybody. Hope you're all okay and sort of coping with the fireworks and the cold and everything else that's been going on. I'm really good. I got some really lovely news. As of yesterday, the 6th of November, myself and Samantha Edmonds, who quite a lot of you will know, started being in a relationship. And I'm absolutely ecstatic because I've liked Sam for quite a while. And I haven't been sure, you know, whether to say anything because I thought, oh, you know, I've been rejected in the past and it was quite a nasty experience. So the last thing I wanted to do was to sort of go through that again, really, and potentially lose a friendship over it. But we've been sort of talking on Audio Boom and sort of on the phone, and I went and visited Sam, you know, so we've been getting to know each other for a few months, and we've both got a lot in common. We both really love parrots, and even silly little things that we got in common, like we love the same type of food, and it's just really odd, the stuff that is sort of similar in our kind of worlds, I suppose, which is nice. But I was sort of thinking, oh, you know, I won't say anything because, you know, I don't want to I don't want to put her off me, you know, as a friend or, you know, as anything really. I didn't want to sort of put her off generally. But then I thought, do you know what? The subject of relationships kind of came up in a roundabout way. And I just thought, do you know, I'm going to send Sam a boo and just say how I felt. And I sort of said, oh, you know, can you imagine that maybe one day we could be in a relationship? To be honest, fully expecting her to say, that's really lovely of you, but no. And we had a chat yesterday on the phone and she said yes. So I was absolutely shocked as anything, and really, really happy. There's just not the words to describe it. I'm over the moon. That doesn't even cover it. So I'm sort of floating about on cloud nine at the moment, and it's really good. Sam has invited me to hers for Christmas and New Year, which she'd done before anyway, you know, as friends. So in a way, this makes it kind of even better, really, that we're going to spend Christmas and New Year together. So that's going to be really lovely. And me and Cookie are going to go down, and Cookster's going to meet Rio, who's Sam's little Quaker. So that'll be lovely. And it'll be just nice to chill out and, you know, spend some time together, really. And we're going to sort of chat on the phone and stuff probably later. But everybody that we've told seems really happy for us, which is lovely. And everyone's really, really supportive. Because we've got quite a few mutual friends and all of them are really kind of happy for us. And even the friends that Sam doesn't know that I have are all wanting to meet her and they're all really happy. Everyone's like, oh my God, I'm so happy for you, Kate. And, you know, it's about time. And I'm like, oh, I know. So, yeah, it's just brilliant news. So I just thought I'd update you all really on that. I was going to say something then, I forgot what it was. What was I going to say? I can't remember. That's a bit annoying. Oh, well, I'm sure it'll come back to me in a minute. Oh, yeah, I was going to say. I'm not used to sort of being in a relationship because I've not been in a relationship, you know, a proper relationship before. So, for me, it's quite a new experience, really. But it's really exciting and I just feel very, very fortunate, really, because Sam's a really lovely person. And, you know, she's just, I don't know, I think a lot of her, she's great. And as those of you who know her will agree that she's, I don't know, she's just very sort of gentle and quite sort of sensitive, which is kind of similar to me in a sense. I'm quite sort of gentle and quite sensitive in a, I don't mean sensitive in a negative terminology, I mean it in a sort of good, a good way. So yeah, it's lovely. So I'm going to be just chilling out today because I had the flu jab yesterday. And so I'm feeling a bit achy. My head has been hurting all day. They did say to me that I probably would get a headache as a side effect from the injection. So I've been trying to drink a lot and trying to just relax and listening to some Harry Potter, which I love. Harry Potter's my one of my favourite things. And ironically, it's one of Sam's as well. So, yeah, one of many similarities that we have in common. It's quite scary, really. And I've just had some lovely crumpets and a cup of tea. And I haven't actually been with... I haven't seen Cookie much today, but I'm going to go and play with him later on today when my head feels a bit better. And so, yeah, that's me. So, I just thought I'd update you. I'll send this now because I don't like getting cut off. And I have a habit of, lately, of being in the middle of messages and them being, you know, ending before they're meant to. So, yeah, hope everybody's okay. And I will speak to you soon. Bye-bye. Publish. Close. Publish.